ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Bridge, where we look at the supplication of Al-Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn Zainul Abidin alayhi salam in his book As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah. We started looking at supplication number 8. And the Imam Salamullah alayhi, he supplicates this dua when he wants to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we called it, isti'adah. We spoke about isti'adah, and we said isti'adah has 5 pillars. The first pillar is isti'adah itself, and we spoke about the first part, which is to say a'udhu billah. The second part, which is narrated by the hadith, which is to say, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات. I seek refuge in the perfect words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, what does it mean that I seek refuge in the complete, perfect words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have been told by our imams alayhim as-salam that kalimatullah, the words of Allah, are actually sacred, spiritual, and commanding beings. So they have a form of existence, like the Quran itself. The Quran that we have, me and you, it's just words. The one we have right here with us on earth. The essence and the reality of it, it has a creation. It has a being, kind of a creation. That's what we learn from the words of the Al-Bayt alayhim as-salam. Therefore, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are beings that act as mediators between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as what we call al-fayd, right? So they are the medium between us and Allah that brings us what? The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they act as a medium to bring us blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these kalimat, these words of Allah, are not limited to the servants of Allah only, for example, the mu'mineen, the believers, rather for everybody. Now, before I continue, let us take a break and then we come back.
Rabbana.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are still listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We said that the kalimatullah, the words of Allah, are the mediums between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they give abundance of blessings to all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, those who are believers, those who have a special level of servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this isti'adha goes to an extreme level, which means that when they seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives them extra protection, because obviously they are being humble servants in front of him. So even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi was narrated, he said, "A'udhu billah min Allah." I seek refuge from Allah to Allah. So you see how much it goes a bit further. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi would say, "A'udhu bika minka." I seek refuge from you into you. And that just what? It goes a level higher, a level deeper when it comes to seeking refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into Allah, which becomes not only a matter of trying to avoid harm from myself, but it comes a state of love. So we move a stage higher. And to this isti'ada, this protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it through his name Allah, or be it through his immaculate, perfect words, kalimatullah, it makes a person who seeks refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reach a stage like the Prophet did. And he says, "Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik." You are in the same way that you've glorified yourself. So Allah says, "Seek refuge to me." And we say, "Okay, you know what? Let us seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And we move to that station and we find that how merciful, how great that Lord is. And then even from a mystic set of things, they say a person reaches a stage of annihilation. He reaches a stage of annihilation where he becomes one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no separation between him and Allah when it comes to how much love and connection that one has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through this isti'adha itself. So we say, "I seek refuge in Allah, a'udhu billah," or "a'udhu bi kalimatillah tammat," I seek refuge in the complete words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either way, it does the job. Let us take a break and then we continue inshallah.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. The first pillar of isti'adha, we said isti'adha itself. We explained what that means. The second pillar is al-musta'idh, the one who is seeking isti'adha. And this is a very important point that we need to keep in mind. Who is the musta'idh here? Who is seeking refuge? Me. If I don't understand myself, if I don't understand what I have within me, if I don't understand what I need, wouldn't it be just vague and vain just to say, "A'udhu, I seek refuge," but then I don't know who I am or what I'm seeking refuge from or to whom? It doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? So when a person understands that he is an absolute servant of Allah and he is an absolute weakness, he has absolutely no powers whatsoever, he cannot avoid any harm, nor can he bring any benefit to himself. When one puts himself in that mental state where he feels so insignificant that even a fly could deprive him of his comfort, that a small, tiny disease that cannot be seen could literally take his life. And he wonders, he's like, "How weak am I? I have nothing. Then what should I do here? Let me seek refuge." Then you feel it. When you say "a'udhu," it should move you from your guts, as we say, from your stomach should move, that you run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you need to understand, not only is an isti'adha by itself, but it carries meanings with it. Now, inshallah, we will continue in the episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را
joy.